At Mount Olive Cemetery, Mount Olive, Illinois, that's the Union Miners Cemetery. There's an enormous statue to one of the most powerful people this country ever created. Probably don't know who I mean just by that, unless I say that she was a woman and that she led one of the most extraordinary lives imaginable. Her name was Mary Harris. Mary Harris Jones, Mother Jones. It's hard for the human mind to encompass the life of one person that embraced the presidencies between Andrew Jackson and Herbert Hoover. Born in 1830, died in 1930. Well, when Mother Jones was a little girl, there were people still alive who remembered the Revolutionary War, and she died on the eve of the New Deal. Her millinery shop in Chicago burned down during the Chicago fire. She was in her 40s when she heard Abraham Lincoln speak. She knew everybody. Her best friend was Powderly, the founder of the Knights of Labor, the forerunner of the industrial workers of the world. But then she was one of the founders of the IWW, the Wobblies, as they were known, still are. But most of all, she was the miner's friend. She was the miner's mother. As an elderly woman, she walked over those snow-covered game trails in Kentucky and West Virginia, leading the miners' wives, armed with mops and brooms to drive the scabs out of the pits when their husbands were in the union hall trying to decide whether they were going to strike or not. Mother Jones was not an organizer, she was an agitator, which meant that she was as much despised by the organizers as by the bosses themselves. She was just a wild card on everybody's deck. One time Mother Jones was in southern Colorado. She showed up at the Union Hall in Trinidad. This was in the early 1920s. Once again, the men were meeting, deciding whether they wanted to strike or not. Now, the governor said he wasn't going to send the militia into the coal fields, but he lied, and he did. Sent Rockefeller's militia in. Well, when the word reached the Union Hall that the militia had entered the coal fields, Mother Jones jumped up and said, "Let's go get the sons of bitches." She stormed out. Didn't look to see if anybody was following her. Nobody was following her. She just went up the road and confronted those troopers by herself. This is the song that came out of it. "All the patriotic troopers come a-marching down the pike, prepared to shoot the miners in the Colorado Spike. With whiskey in their bellies and vengeance in their souls, they came prepared to shoot the miners full of holes. In front of those brave troopers loomed a sight you seldom see." Loomed, she was less than 5 feet tall, weighed less than 100 pounds. You're going to look like that and loom, you probably ought to be somebody. "In front of those brave troopers loomed a sight you seldom see, a white-haired rebel woman whose age was 83. Charge, cried the valiant captain in awful thunderous tones, and the patriotic troopers charged and captured Mother Jones. Oh, it's great to be a trooper with a musket in your hand, prepared to do the dirty work the lords of wealth command. It's great to shoot a miner and hear his dying groans, but there never was such glory as that charge on Mother Jones." Yeah, Mother Jones was in that year referred to by President Theodore Roosevelt as the most dangerous woman in the United States. And she was 83 years old. That's some kind of dangerous.